Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Natalie Smith, and she's an intern at the Danish Immigrant Museum. Good morning to you, Natalie.
Good morning.
Natalie, you've been working at the museum for a little while. I clipped the news article about you July 24th. So you've been through this summer and now back to spring.
Yep.
But you're not from Denmark.
No. I'm from the United States, yeah.
That's a little bit unusual, I think, that most of the time the interns are from Denmark. Do you have any Danish background?
No, not at all, at least not that I know of.
Yes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you probably would find that out while you're here if you did have.
Right.
So let's talk a little, before we talk about your job, let's talk a little more about you. Kind of where did you grow up and what were some of the things you did when you were a kid and kind of forward from there?
Well, I grew up in Glendora, California, which is near Los Angeles. And as a kid, I was interested in museums, but it really wasn't the direction that I had initially thought I would end up. I actually started out as a chemistry major in college. And after about 4 semesters of that, I decided, maybe I don't like chemistry as much as I thought I did. And I had taken an art history class. And I kind of fell in love with that. And that was kind of the direction that I thought I wanted to go in, and I took more and more classes, took some studio art classes, and then ended up majoring in art history.
Wow, that's quite a switch.
Kind of, two opposite fields.
But there's, in chemistry, this sort of research kind of what's happening here, and it's kind of the same thing in museums, isn't it?
Yeah, there are some similar aspects to them, of course, and kind of what I thought I might want to do is art conservation, since I did have that chemistry background. And the 3 kind of components of art conservation are chemistry and studio art and art history. And I had all of those 3. And so I thought that I might want to do that in graduate school. So I actually did study in Italy for a year, art conservation. And then when I got back, I kind of switched over to museum studies. And that's what I ultimately did in graduate school, was museum studies.
And so here you are.
Mm-hmm. Here I am.
At the Danish Immigrant Museum.
Yeah.
Well, let's continue the story a little bit there. What do you see forward here in 5 years or so? Or where do you want to be? What do you want to be doing?
Well, I definitely want to be working with collections, which is what I'm doing right now at the museum, working with Angela Stanford. And so I would like to work in a museum. I think my ultimate goal would be to work for the National Park Service. And one of my previous internships was at a National Park Service site, and I really enjoyed that atmosphere, kind of this collaboration between kind of the natural history and the history and art kind of all together as one.
Mm-hmm. And what would you do? I mean, I'm trying to think now, obviously there are many collections with the National Park Service,
right. Mm-hmm.
But talk a little more about that. What do you see happening there? What kinds of things would you be doing, and maybe what you did?
Well, my previous internship was at the Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore, and that was, they had natural history collections, so plant specimens and insect specimens, but they also had a history collection. So they had art and farm equipment, because there were a couple of historic houses on the property, and so they had the contents of those houses, information about the families that lived there. So it was a very diverse collection, and a lot of Park Service sites have, history collections, art collections, more than people would assume, even though big places like Yosemite and Yellowstone, they have pretty big collections of artifacts.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned farm machinery. Is that something you're familiar with?
Not at all. No. I grew up in the suburbs, not a farm.
You're a city girl. Well, you've been learning a lot about machinery, especially traveling down the road right now. You have to go real slow. That's one thing you learn,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And they're big.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A little different than those that are probably in the museum.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little more about what you've been doing at the Danish Immigrant Museum here.
Well, the main project that I was hired for was to catalog the contents of Bestemor's house, which is the historic house that's owned by the museum. And I started that in June. And basically what I was doing was I was going room by room and cataloging every single item in each room. So I was writing a description and a condition report, photographing and measuring every single item. And that ended up being about 1,200 items.
Yes.
And that's a lot, yeah.
And so there's a lot of detail work there.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, I mean, taking note of all the, scratches, where they're located, describing it in detail so you could identify it if you didn't have the photograph. So yeah, it's very detailed work and yeah, time consuming. But yes. Yeah,
and kind of again, detective work. You have, you have to be very observant to do that.
Certainly, yeah.
What was the smallest item you cataloged?
Oh wow. Well, there was a box of buttons.
That's pretty small.
Yeah, spools of thread. Those are pretty small.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, you didn't have to describe every button, did you?
No, no. Okay. That box, I did that as one. Yeah, yeah.
What about some of the larger items? Obviously, there's some furniture there.
Yes, an organ, a reed organ. I think that was the largest thing in the house. Stove, couple stoves.
Okay. So you were finished with that?
Yes, I finished that in February.
Wow. Well, I know that that was a big plus for the museum here because it's so important.
Yes. To know what is in the house. I mean, they had done kind of a preliminary inventory a couple of years ago, but it wasn't very detailed. And so they were really wanted to know exactly what was in the house, what condition it's in, and what they can use kind of in further interpretation of the house.
So this does help if somebody wants to donate something and they can go and look at these records. It does help with the improvement with the additions?
Yes. All these records will be online through the View Our Collection feature at the museum. So, yes, the public can access them and see what's there. And yeah.
Wow. I guess I didn't realize that. We just go to Danish Immigrant Museum on our computers and...
I think you have to be a certain level of member.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you get that finished. What was next on your list?
Well, a project that I'm currently working on is to catalog and reframe all the framed items that are in permanent storage at the museum. And so it's basically the same process what I was doing for the stuff at Bessemer's house. But I'm working exclusively with things that are framed. So it's photographs, prints, paintings, and I'm describing them, their condition, and measuring and photographing them. And then once that's done, I finished that about 3 weeks ago. And then I started reframing them, which means I take off the cardboard from the back of them, which is not archival material, and they're stained, a lot of them, and so I take that off and then replace it with archival cardboard and then put a dust cover over them to kind of protect them and preserve them.
Mm-hmm. So there's your art history work at work, right?
Yeah, and a little bit of conservation, too.
Yes.
So, yeah, I feel like I'm applying. Yeah.
Yes, excellent. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where are all those kept? Obviously, they're not on the wall, not
no.
all of them.
Yeah.
So those how ones... are those stored?
Those are stored in permanent storage, which is a room that's behind visual storage, which is a big glass room that you can see when you go downstairs in the museum. So in permanent storage, there are two areas where the framed items are stored. One is on hanging racks, and then there's also slotted storage, where the frames are next to each other but separated by a piece of archival cardboard so they don't touch each other.
Is there glass on any of those?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All of them?
Not all of them. It depends. Yeah, and part of my process was to clean the glass if a frame had glass.
Uh-huh. You know, that's interesting because that isn't something we see when we go to the museum. And I'm sure there's other things that we don't see in terms of taking care of the museum. How do you, in your work in the museums you've been in, the places you've been, how does the Danish Immigrant Museum rate in terms of the care and facilities?
Oh, it's excellent. Yeah, I mean, a lot of museums don't have all their collections inventory. They don't know what they have. And I think that that's something, you know, when I came here, I was very impressed by is they're really striving to inventory the entire collection and know exactly what they have. And it's rare. You would think that museums would know everything that they have. But a lot of times, you know, there's random boxes here and there. And that's what I've observed at a lot of other places that I've worked. But here, it's very organized and there's really attention to detail. And I'm very impressed.
Oh, that's good news for us, I think. So if somebody wanted to donate something, what should they do?
Well, if you want to donate something, you should contact Angela Stanford, who is our registrar and curator of collections, and she would walk them through the process. Most often, she would like a photograph of the item. You can send that to her through email, and just any information that you have about it. The items that we take, we like them to have a story or history, because that's, you know, an important part of an item. You know, a spoon is just a spoon, but if it has, you know, a fascinating history to it, we'd like to know that, who owned it, you know, what it was used for, and et cetera.
Okay. So the That's open to people. If they have something that's in a part of their family, they probably should make a contact. And if they haven't met you, they should come by and see you and meet you before you get to leave. How much longer?
Till the end of August, I'll be here.
All right, so a couple more months. You've got a couple more events that you're going to be helping with, I'm sure.
Yep.
Big one, I think, in June. The big June night. Kind of the solstice, right?
Oh, Sankton Soften.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So keep up to date with the Danish Immigrant Museum. Something always going on there. We want to thank you very much, Natalie Smith, for coming in and visiting with us today and
telling us about
your work at the Danish Immigrant Museum. So until next time, if you have not been to the museum, get out there and see what's happening.